The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and QMC hospitals. We have two games for you from League Two on this edition of the podcast, and we'll start with Notts County versus Shrewsbury Town from Meadow Lane. Your commentators, Mark Lonsdale and Richard Smith.
We're almost ready to go then here at Meadow Lane. Notts County against Shrewsbury Town in League Two. Our referee, it's his second match in charge of a game. I think six yellow cards he gave in that one match that he refereed early. He's in a very nice purple top.
I like it.
What are you thinking?
I like Shrewsbury's kit as well, very Mansfield-esque.
Palmer has the ball at feet, squares it back to Ron McDonald. Across the back line to Jacob Beddow. On the left-hand side is Nick Sarulla. Halfway inside his own half, plays the ball down the line, looking for the run of Ayol Pender, who just takes it in his stride. Good work there from Tom Ayol Pender. Got Tom Sang in front of him. He finds Nick Sarulla, cuts infield on his right foot, then gets it out wide to Jody Jones, squares it across. Good save. Matthew Dennis gets the ball in the back of the net. We've been playing for 8 minutes here at Meadow Lane, and Notts County, for the first time this season, have the lead. It's Matthew Dennis's second goal of the season. It's Notts County 1, Shrewsbury Town 0.
That was a good goal. Really well worked down this left side as well for Notts. Dare I say that's the first real passage of play where the players have looked like they're working together.
Nyasala then, trying to keep Jones out there. Plays the ball through his legs. It'll break for Sarulla, edge of the box. Sarulla then has to turn and go backwards. Finds Ayol Pender, corner of the 18-yard box. Shot comes in. What a good save away to his left-hand side by Harrison. That is a terrific effort from Tom Ayol Pender. It was curling in. It had to be saved. A good height for the keeper, but a terrific save. Corner then for Notts County. 19 and a half minutes gone. They lead by a goal to nil. In it comes. Square for Palmer. Back to Jody Jones, corner of the 18-yard box. Lifts the ball in towards the centre of the goal area. Al Joffrey gets the ball in the back of the net for Notts County. It's his first goal, and Notts have a second here at Meadow Lane. And that's livened the crowd up a little bit more if they needed it.
Good goal again from Notts. It was good play. You've got to say the corner came in. Seems Notts have got something happening here because these balls come in. And the Shrewsbury goalkeeper, you know, Harrison, he's just not dealing with them. Again, they're a bit of a melee. And it was El Joffre in the end that got his foot to it. And it's, again, 2-0 not. So it's working. And this is easily, so far, the best we've seen this season.
Sang plays it forward. He finds Perry. Stubbs gets a cross ball in towards that near post. Great header. That is a terrific header. And it's a goal for Shrewsbury. It's Marquis, the captain, that's got it in. A lovely ball in. Nobody went to get towards Sam Stubbs on this right-hand side. He got the ball in. Terrific work. And John Marquis with his first goal of the season nods the ball in to a half-empty net. Nothing that Kelly Roos could have done. 32 minutes gone. It's Notts County 2, Shrewsbury 1. Well, a half-time whistle has gone here at Meadow Lane. It started really well for Notts County. A goal on 8 minutes from Matthew Dennis, turning in a low ball from the left-hand side. Good work from him. Sonny Al Joffrey scoring the second from Notts County from a well-worked corner routine on 20 minutes. But John Marquis nodded the ball in at the far post when Sam Stubbs was given so much time to cross the ball in. It was unreal. Half-time then here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 2, Shrewsbury Town 1. Everybody needs to be in the right half. We're all underway in this second half here at Meadow Lane. Notts County leading at half-time by 2-1 against Shrewsbury Town. No changes for either side at half-time. Oliver Norburn finds out Joffrey again. Back out wide to Norburn finds Jody Jones. Now Jody Jones can fire forward. He's got Matthew Dennis ahead of him. Jones going towards his left-hand side. He plays in Nick Cirulla. Has to come into field on his right foot. And Nick Cirulla puts the ball into the back of the net. Terrifically found by Jody Jones. Nick Cirulla, his right leg is only for standing on, but on this occasion, he pops the ball into the back of the net. We've just been playing for a couple of minutes in this second half, and Notts County have a third. It's Notts County 3, Shrewsbury Town 1.
That was a great goal. Cirulla, he deserves that. He was involved in both goals in the first half. He took it. Nice little layoff for him. Come inside. Top corner. Great goal. 3-1 Notts.
Connor Grant finds a ball through to Matt Palmer. Kellen Gordon on the right wing. Back to Palmer. A ball forward. We'll find Tyrese Hall. Brings it down. Kellen Gordon gets a ball in. What a lovely goal that is. A terrific move down the right-hand side. And Connor Grant finishes the ball with aplomb from round about 7 yards out with his left foot. Top right-hand corner. And Notts have a fourth. It's Notts County 4, Shrewsbury Town 1.
That was a great goal. It's been such a good game tonight, and then that goal just about caps it off, doesn't it? Took it inside. At the angle here, I wondered if it got a deflection. I don't actually think it did. I think it was just a great finish.
A terrific build-up down the right-hand side, Mark, you have to say.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. Good all-round performance, and that goal just about caps it off. Great finish. Notts 4, Shrewsbury 1.
As the referee blows for full time here at Meadow Lane, a comprehensive victory for Notts County. 4-1. They've won the game by Matthew Dennis, Sonny Algefree, Nick Cirulla, and Connor Grant, the scorers. And the reply, which turned out to be a consolation in the end for John Marquis, and a thoroughly convincing performance by Notts County in the end. Full time here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 4, Shrewsbury Town 1.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk.
Our second offering from League 2 has Notts County playing Bromley at Meadow Lane. Your commentators on this one were Joe Molyneux and Richard Smith.
Here at Meadow Lane, it's Notts County against Bromley in League 2. Our referee, Tom Reeves, is just about to get us underway, just checking his watches. And Bromley kick us off, all the way back to Grant Smith in the Bromley goal. Back to Kelly Roos. Left footed again, this time gets a bit more height on it up towards Matt Dennis. He's able to take the ball down and come in field. He's down the left wing, is Matt Dennis, up towards the edge of the 18-yard box. Can he have a shot here? Matthew Dennis scores. It's 3-3 for Notts as number 19, and Notts have the lead. It was well found by Kelly Roos on that left-hand side. Matthew Dennis ran forward with it 25 yards, cut in field on the edge of the 18-yard box, and rifled in with his right foot. It's Notts County 1, Bromley 0.
What a goal that is. A long ball from Kelly Roos. And Matt Dennis just did it all himself, picking it up about 40 yards away from the byline, out on the left-hand side. Took on one. And suddenly ended up at the edge of the D and banged it in from there. What a goal that is.
Cross ball comes in. Pinnock gets something on it. It bounces unkindly for Notts. And it's a goal for Bromley, who are back in it. and it bounced around in the 6-yard area. Notts couldn't get it away, and Bromley at the far post with a spare man get back into the game literally 7 or 8 minutes after Notts County had taken the lead. It's Ben Thompson with his first goal of the season, makes it 1-1. Bit of woeful defending there by Notts County, or just unlucky. Cotter finds Jody Jones, a flick round the corner for Barry Cotter. Can he play Jody Jones in? He does. And that's an unceremonious challenge there by Sawumney. Referee's got a decision to make here. He went completely through the back of Jody Jones there. And Omar Sawumney is going to be issued with a yellow card for that challenge on Jody Jones. And we saw this last season against Gillingham when Jones got up from a challenge and hobbled away like this, and he ended up having 6 months out of the game because of a broken foot. Notts have a free kick, which Palmer's taken, and Matthew Dennis has put the ball into the back of the net once again. Jody Jones goes down in a heap, but Matthew Dennis doesn't mind from the free kick given away by the Bromley defenders. Matthew Dennis profits from a lovely cross from Matt Palmer. It's Notts County 2, Bromley 1. Referee blows for half time here at Meadow Lane, and Notts County will go in 2 goals to the good. A goal on 10 minutes from Matthew Dennis, cutting in from the left wing and firing in from the edge of the 18-yard box on an erring shot into the top right-hand corner. And then an equaliser just 7 minutes later from Ben Thompson. And then Matthew Dennis profiting from a poor foul by Sawumney on Jody Jones. And a free kick was suitably delivered to Matthew Dennis, ran about 10 yards from goal to nod the ball in past the helpless Grant Smith. Half time then here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 2, Bromley 1. Notts will kick us off. No changes for Notts County at half time, who lead by 2-1. Andy Woodman has rung the changes, and I think it's Ella Weary that's gone off. Byron Webster's come on to play at the centre of the three at the back. Back to Bennett. Notts just standing at the moment. Connor Grant tries to get the ball through. It'll come through for Tyrese Hall. Tries to cross the ball instead of having a shot. He gets brought down, does he? No, says the referee. Bouncing around in there. Connor Grant, edge of the box, tries a volley over the top of the bar. It's a bit more like it from Notts County, but just want Tyrese Hall to have had a shot there rather than trying to cross it. Bromley, who trailed by 2-1 so far. Ron McDonald tries to get the ball away. Beddo stops the run of Jude Arthurs in a very dangerous spot here. It's a central free kick 25 yards from the Notts County goal at the Hayden Green family stand end. 81 minutes gone. It's almost written into the script that Bromley are going to spoil the afternoon for Notts County here.
It's not the spirit.
I've seen plenty of this sort of stuff happen in the past.
Yeah,
you think
enough.
Notts have had all the game, and then Bromley can sneak a goal. It has happened in the past. I'm speaking from no other standpoint than experience.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Free kick then. Pinnock knocks it into the wall. Danger's not over yet. It's cleared away. Only as far as Pinnock again with a shot that's deflected in. Wouldn't you just know it? It's Odeteo that's deflected the ball in. And Bromley have again done what Bromley do every time they come here. They put Notts under a bit of pressure in the second half of games, and they go out with a goal. So Notts County 2, Bromley 2. Well, we've been playing for 94 and a half minutes, and there's nothing to choose between the two sides. Again, a concession of a goal in 82 minutes from a deflected shot. Mitch Pinnock hit the ball towards the goal, and Idris Odeteo stuck out a big left boot and turned the ball past the keeper, who was going in the opposite direction. But before that, Matthew Dennis with two goals in the opening half, one on 10 and one on 31 minutes, had put Notts into a 2-1 lead at half time, with Ben Thompson getting what we thought and hoped would be a consolation in the 17th minute. But up popped Odeteo towards the end of the game to make the final score here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 2, Bromley 2.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.